Good morning, church. I hope and pray that you're all well, that you're all safe. I pray that you have every single thing that you need, including your sanity, including your toilet paper, including all your necessities, and hope you have hope. I want to talk to you today, which I think is quite apropos where we find ourselves in such an incredible crisis in a pandemic, in this rogue thing that seems to be taking over everything. What we really need to know and understand is hope. You know, I remember several years ago whenever I went with some friends whitewater rafting, and part of the trip was we had to take the whitewater raft and go to the bottom part of a waterfall, and where we needed to go was on the other side of the waterfall, and it was on the side of a mountain, so we couldn't go over it. We certainly couldn't go under it. We had to go through it. And that had to be one of the most scariest things I've ever done. Because the waterfall was pretty high. And so you had to kind of walk through it like this. And the pressure of the water was incredible. Just the feeling, it came off such a tall mountain and the water has such force. It just felt like it was just beating you down. And there was only a small little ridge you had to hold on to and push your way through. And I remember thinking, I'm going to die here. You know, I'm going to get washed away. I'm going to pound my head on the rocks. It was just, you couldn't hardly breathe because the water was so strong. But the reason I kept going was because I knew where I had to get to was on the other side. I couldn't go over it. I couldn't go under it. I couldn't go around it. I had no choice but to go through it. And even in times of stress, in times of fear, in times of panic, there are times when we have to just go through it. And I think we find ourselves in one of those places right now where we're just going to have to push and go through it. You know, David said that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I walk through and I will fear no evil. It doesn't mean that there's no evil around you. And this pandemic is evil. It's a wicked thing. We're not going to be able to escape its influence and the things that it's causing around about us. We have no choice but to go through. And that's what real hope is, knowing that there's something on the other side. When we know that there's something good on the other side, it gives us the ability to push through. And that's what hope is. Hope is the assurance of something good on the other side. There is another side to this. And we will get through it. And because God said there's something good on the other side, because God is good, He has good things in store for us. But that doesn't mean every single day, every single week, every single year is going to be good. It may feel like right now we're on pause and, you know, we want to get stuck right in the middle of that waterfall where we feel like we can hardly catch our breath. But God said, I'm going to see you through this. Good is coming on the other side. Now, good, it can be closer or it could be farther away. But because of God's commitment and His love and His heart toward us as His people and His children, He is going to bring good out of this very thing. He works all things together for my good, for your good, for our collective good. He works all things together for good. That's what our God does. And even though we can't see it right now or feel it, we have to trust that is what God is all about. You see, real hope is not based on now. But rather, it's based on what is on the other side of now. Do you remember the Old Testament story in the book of Daniel? Whenever Daniel and the Israelites were taken into exile into Babylon, and the king there, he granted Daniel authority, position, and so Daniel brought three of his friends with him, and the king gave them places of authority, gave them places of affluence and influence. But then the king became so full of himself that he erected a big golden idol and said, listen, everybody, whenever you hear the sound of this trumpet go off, you have to fall on your face toward that idol. You must fall down and worship it. Well, Daniel's friends understood that they were God-fearing people, and God's command was that you would not bow before another god, and so they refused to do it. Well, there's some people that saw that, and they told the king about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're not doing what you told them to do. They're not worshiping the idol. So the king got mad. Needless to say, the king brings them in, and this is what he reminds them of. He says, there are certain Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men do not worship the gold image you have set up. And so the king says to them, if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? And so the three guys, they responded and said, we have no need to answer you in this matter. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. Our God is able. In a moment of panic, in a moment of fear, in the moment that you may lose your life, in the very next breath that you find, in that moment, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego understood our God is able. You see, whenever we're in a place that we feel panicked or feared, what we want to focus on is what we don't know. None of us like the unknown, do we? None of us don't, we don't like to, especially when something could be harmful to us, but yet we don't have all the answers. We don't know the parameters. And that's where we find ourselves right now. During this pandemic, it seems like everything changes every hour. You wake up in the morning and you say, oh my goodness, look what happened overnight. We're all tied and bound and wrapped together as an entire human race on a planet that's under attack from a pandemic and something we can't even see. And oh my goodness, well, what does this mean? Where did it come from? How long is it incubated? How do you get over it? How's it transmitted? When are you going to find a vaccine? All these questions. And in those times of moments of fear and panic, we want to focus on the things that we don't really have the answers to. And that's why we become glued to TV and we become glued to Facebook. And everybody is trying to come up with everything for all the answers. And you just have to take a deep breath and go, whew. Right now, we must focus on what we do know. And this is what we do know, that our God is able. That's what we do know. Ephesians 3 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think, that is the God that we serve. Is our God able? Yes, undoubtedly, unequivocally, our God is able. And that was the mindset that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had. Our God is able. So they look at the king square in his face and say, king, we understand what you just said. You're going to throw us into a fiery furnace. And we're praying to our God right now that he'll deliver us. We're praying to be rescued. We're praying to be spared. We don't want to see this pain. We don't want to go through all of this. However, this is what you need to understand. Verse 18. We are praying that our God would rescue us, but, and I got to say, I don't want to offend anybody, but that is one of the biggest buts in all of Scripture. And I love it. But, even if, write that. I know you're watching this online. Put that in the comments. Are you thinking, are you believing in your mind, even if he does not, that does not change who God is, that does not change God's heart toward us, it does not change God's heart toward me, even if it doesn't work out the way I want, even if it doesn't work out the way I prayed, even though it doesn't work out the way I expect, even though it doesn't work out in what I wanted, even if my hope, my understanding will not be shaken. We call that even if hope. Even if. Hope is understanding and knowing that there's good on the other side. And let me give you this. Let me tell you, because of who God is and who you are and God's understanding and his sight and his heart towards you, you can rest on this promise. Goodness is coming. Now, I'm not trying to fill you full of emotion or give you false hope. I'm giving you real hope. Real hope is based on what we know about God. God is able. God loves you. God is for you. Even if hope. Hope is the understanding and being convinced that in the character of God, that goodness is coming. Now, let me tell you, that goodness could be on the other side of suffering. To see that goodness could be on the other side of great suffering. It could be on the other side of loss. It could even be on the other side of death. But even in death, we win. Even in death, we win. Even in death, I win. Now, you know, I'm a little older than some, younger than most, better looking than most. No, I'm just messing with you. No, it's all right. But if even in death, we still win. We still win. You see, our hope is not based on what we see. Our hope is not based on what we see. Our hope is based on what we know. So if you base your mind, your joy, your expectations on what you see right now, you're in a heap of a mess. Because what you see is not good. You can't picture, you can't paint what we're in the middle of as being good. This is not the goodness of God. The goodness of God is going to come on the other side of this. God works all things together for good. That doesn't mean we'll not be suffering, some great loss. However, we don't look at the now. We look at what is coming, and that's God's goodness. You know, David, King David in the Old Testament, he faced a lot of hardship. He faced plague. He faced enemies trying to kill him all the time, even his own son trying to kill him and take his throne. David went through so many hardships, so much suffering in his life. And whenever he looked back on those times, he reflected on them in Psalm 27. This is what he said. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the what? The goodness. Say that with me. The goodness. I know you're watching on your TV or your phone. Say it with me. I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I would have lost heart. I would have been downtrodden. I would have been down and out. I would have been depressed. I would have been overcome by fear and anxiety. I would have been knocked down for the count unless I believed that I would see it. On the other side of the bad that I'm in right now, I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, not in the land of the dead, in the land of the living. So he says, I have been through this. So this is my encouragement to you. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. I'm going to say it again. Wait, have hope, I say, in the Lord. Goodness is coming. God is going to turn things that seem so bad into good. All things will turn into good. That doesn't mean that right now where you are, where a lot of us are, we can have apprehension and fear and anxiety. Some may suffer great loss. You know, I've shared with you over the last several months about the situation with my parents. Both of my parents are in a nursing home in Lexington. And we haven't been able to see them for over 3 weeks because they closed all visitors down, DHEC did. And they called us the other day and had to inform all the family members that there were positive COVID cases in the nursing home. So you could understand, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, and in my heart, wow, I haven't been able to see my parents for over 3 weeks. And you know all the stories about what happens when corona runs through, you know, a nursing home. And you know, and so I'm certainly not speaking this over my parents, but there, you know, I'm facing the understanding of the possibility that I could lose both of my parents. And if they were to get deathly sick, me or my sisters would not be able to see them. They would die alone. And I gotta tell you, that's hard. But even if I will still praise God, even if my hope is not based on what I see, my hope is based on what I know, and I know my God is able, that my God loves me and God is for me. Your God loves you. Your God is able and your God is for you. And whenever we look at where we're going to go in the midst of all this, if we have the right mindset of hope, there's three things that hope is going to bring. And I want to share real quick with you those three things, a whole lot of other things, but three I really want to highlight. The first is that hope brings determination. Now, hope brings the ability to look into the future and say, yes, I'm going to make it through because I know good is coming. Hope brings determination. It keeps fuel in your tank. You don't run dry. Perseverance. It keeps you going in the hard times. Hope keeps you going. It gives you determination. And hope brings opportunity. You see, if we look at the now and we look at the pain, we look at the suffering, we look at the difficulty, the enemy will use that to plant more and more seeds of fear and anxiety and apprehension in our hearts. And it keeps you down. It keeps your eyes focused down. It keeps it on yourself. But if you have hope, it allows you to lift your eyes. And God is going to bring opportunity that if you don't see it through the lens of hope, you're going to miss it. Remember that crazy commercial they have on TV where they had this little orange looking, I told you the story before, the infomercial with a little visor thing flips down in front of you. And it shows this one part where this guy's driving down the road and certainly the sun is blinding him. And all of a sudden here's, and he flips the little orange thing down. Here's this big semi, almost ran into the semi head on. Man, if I hadn't had that little orange visor to cut out all that glare, I surely would have hit head on that semi truck. Well, you know, that's what hope does. Hope is a visor that tampens down fear and panic and allows you to see things clearly. When you see life in day in and day out through the lens of despair and fear and panic and anxiety, it clouds everything. Hope brings about opportunities and gives you the ability to see opportunity. Not only does it bring determination and opportunity, the third thing I want to tell you about is that hope brings creativity. If you know that good is coming, it gives you more energy, it reduces stress, and it frees your mind. You know, if you're really anxious or have a panic about you, you know, that's the only thing that you can think about. You think about it before you go to sleep. You think about it in the middle of the night when you go to the bathroom, and many times you can't go back to sleep. It wakes you up in the morning. It's always in the forefront of your mind. That kills creativity. Why in the world are you talking about creativity in the middle of a pandemic? Well, you know what? God wants his people to come out of the other side and experience the fullness of God's goodness through this difficulty. And in doing that, when we get to the other side, there's going to be incredible opportunity. Like this before, you know, think of it this way. Life as we have known it up to this point is changing. Someone may ask, man, you know, I just want things to get back to normal. Well, I can tell you can kiss that goodbye. That old normal has died. That normal no longer exists. This is going to change the way that we do life. It's going to change culture. It's going to change so many things that we have to establish a new normal. And you know, we're thinking about this as a church. The auditorium here is empty because you can't get close to me, I can't get close to you. You can't get close to one another. How are we going to continue to have community? How are we going to continue to proclaim the gospel? How are we going to continue to do the work that God has called us to do and to reach the communities that we influence? How are we going to do that? You know what? We have to have a mindset of hope. And as a church, when we think about hope, what does it do? It gives us determination. We know that goodness is on the other side. It gives us determination. It gives us the ability to see opportunity. This is an incredible opportunity for the kingdom. People are, you know, somebody was telling me the other day that one of the top Google searches is that someone Googling prayers and how to pray. And I mean, whenever hardship comes, it's in the heart of every person to look toward a source that is greater than themselves. And God only knows we can't look to ourselves. We can't look to the government. You know, right now, the thing that we have to look to is to God. And so how do we as a church continue to be impactful in the way that God has called us to be impactful? We do it by having hope and looking at everything through the lens of hope. So we can be determined, have perseverance. We see opportunities and we're creative. It's going to take great creativity to continue the work that God's called us to do as a church. You're going to need, individually, I'm going to need. We're going to need determination. We're going to need perseverance. We're going to be able, we need to see opportunities. And by the Spirit of God working through us, we'll have the ability to have the creativity to see those things come about. I want to give this final scripture to close with it. The Old Testament prophet in the book of Habakkuk, God communicated to Habakkuk that, you know, hard times are coming. He said, you know, there's going to be difficult times. There are going to be times of suffering that are about to dawn on you and the people around you. Difficulty is coming. But the prophet Habakkuk had the right mindset. He had already established in his mind and in his heart that he was not going to look at the now, but he was going to look at the goodness and the character of God that was going to come on the other side. And this is what he said, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. He said, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, it is so bad. He said, I don't care how bad it gets, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I'm not going to lose my hope. I will be joyful in the God, my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. In other words, he's saying, because my hope is in God, it allows me to rise in the midst of hardship and see it from a godly perspective. As long as I keep my hope and my focus in the right place. Hope is the assurance of good on the other side. Your God is able. God loves you. God is for you. And God will turn every single thing that you may suffer, every loss you may go through, every hardship, he is going to turn that into good. Goodness is coming. Have that even if hope. David said, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, continue to have hope in the Lord. I pray that word blesses you. I pray that you would take that deep within your heart. Maybe take out these verses and print them out and write them on something and put them where you can see them all the time. Put them in your notes on your phone. But keep coming back. I would have despaired if I had not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord on the other side. Let's pray together. I want to pray and bless you as we close. God, I pray for all those in the hearing of my voice. God, I pray for protection. I pray for provision. I pray that your presence would be so strong in the heart, in the mind, in the life, in the family, in the workplace of every single person, place that hears my voice. God, they said that they're coming up with tests that people can have antibodies that have somehow developed an immunity to the virus. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would multiply immunity among your people. God, I pray for a minimal loss, suffering, hardship, pain. But God, we trust you, even if our hope and our eyes will always be on you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Be blessed. We love you.